Introduction. Welcome to Things I Want to Punch in the Face, a non-rose-colored glasses view on life. See, things irk my shit on a daily basis. Alone, they're not a big deal, but add it to a stressed gal with a short fuse and you get, you guessed it, Einstein, something I want to punch in the face. So without further ado, I present my take-no-prisoners take on life's little annoyances. For instance, I'd like to smack down waiters who top off my coffee without asking. I might have just gotten it to the right temperature and blend of cream and sugar when they come along and fill up my decaf cup with regular Joe while I'm eyeballing the dessert menu. I'm the boss of me, not someone with a name tag. I want to punch these presumptive knobs in the face. I'm not gonna lie. This isn't a new phenomenon. It's easy to say that I'm as bitter as black coffee because of the economy or my perpetually single status or an extra 10 pounds. I could talk about the crappy 8 days that prompted me to actually start recording my peeves in ridiculous detail. But if I'm honest with myself and with you, things bug me on a daily, if not hourly, basis. They always have. I'm generally a good-natured, dare I say, happy person. But I'm also human. Like Alanis Morissette, a fly in my Chardonnay isn't something I'm going to celebrate. Unlike Alanis Morissette, I know the definition of ironic. But I just might bitch about it. Maybe even write about it. And I'm not alone. You probably have had moments or days where you wanted to kick something, scream, or burst out laughing at the absurdity of mimes or the SkyMall catalog. Maybe you even wanted to punch something in the face. Hard. Now's your chance. At least vicariously. And hey, if you really do have to clean something's clock, why not aim your fist at this book cover? I aim to please, and so I hope you